just felt like we was like literally like in fucking hell, bro. Like it felt like we was in a concert in hell.
Musical cult control. The 741 Devil's Tone.
This shit really fucked me up and like really spooked me tonight. Like that was like some demonic shit. Like, and what was so crazy, like people were screaming help, trying to tell Travis Scott. It was like help. The whole crowd was just going like help, help, help. And he just kept going, bro. It was like, this shit was scary, bro. It was so demonic, bro. God really showed me, like, you know, like, stay away from that shit, bro. Like, that shit not for you. Because, like, he sacrificed so many people's lives tonight, like, for real.
This is a very important and valuable update and reaction to hip-hop artist Travis Scott's Astroworld concert, where at least 8 people died, and the mainstream media is ignoring the how and why these people died. The spiritual warfare I've long talked about manifested itself in the physical world Friday, November 5th. One of the 2 sound bites I played at the beginning of this interview was from Dr. Len Horowitz, who I interviewed recently. In that interview, we talked about the perfect circle of sound, God's frequency, and we also talked about the 741 frequency, the devil's tone, which is used in music to jar you, to degenerate the harmony in your body, and to cause dissonance and dis-ease. And as Len Horowitz said in that interview, it's musical cult control, the Rockefeller Foundation's war on consciousness. Did we see an example of that war on Friday night at Astroworld? I think the answer is yes. Before I go any further, I want to read this tweet and play the video of Travis Scott himself performing as people died all around him and right in front of him. Travis Scott, literally singing over what appears to be a lifeless body, has to be one of the spookiest things I've seen in a while. And now you must listen to this powerful emotional reaction to all of it from a fan who was there and whose life changed on a spiritual level after witnessing what he describes as like being at a concert in hell.
This felt like we was like literally like in fucking hell, bro. Like it felt like we was in a concert in hell. You couldn't breathe. You couldn't see. Like just imagine all the people they're going to find tonight who was in that crowd, who nobody could see, who nobody could hear, who passed out, and everybody was just trembling on top of them the whole fucking concert. Like, I'm thinking it's probably going to be, like, at least 100 people who dead tonight. Like, I kid you not. Like, in the VIP section, it was so many bodies laid out. People was getting pulled out who was fainting. And the medics were trying to give them CPR, and they was flipping them over, and, like, they was literally turning them black and blue. Like, I never seen death in my fucking life, bro. Just by me alone, it was probably, like, 10 fucking people laid out dead. And like once the medics tried to help them, they wasn't responding. They moved to the next person. It was nothing they could have do. Like this shit really fucked me up and like really spooked me tonight. Like that was like some demonic shit. Like, and what was so crazy, like people were screaming help, trying to tell Travis Scott. It was like help. The whole crowd was just going like help, help, help. And he just kept going, bro. It was like, this shit was scary, bro. It was so demonic, bro. And mind you, y'all see the type of music I make. Y'all see everything, like, you know, like, I've been so heavily influenced by Travis, but, like, after tonight, bro, like, God really showed me, like, you know, like, stay away from that shit, bro. Like, that shit not for you, because, like, he sacrificed so many people's lives tonight, like, for real. Like, so many people's lives are gone tonight because they want to go to a fucking Travis Scott concert and have fun. You know, he influenced people to be raging and all this shit. So many people broke in, and it was just chaos, bro. It was a living fucking hell, bro. Imagine seeing all those dead bodies, and that was just by me.
The credit for that clip goes to @DisclosureHub. Now, this was Travis Scott's reaction to the deaths the day after.
I just want to send out prayers to the ones that was lost last night. We're actually working right now to identify the families so we can help assist them through this tough time.
But again, that's not how he appeared to be feeling, as multiple people were dying around him and in front of him on Friday night. Yeah. Travis Scott has long embraced Illuminati one-eyed symbolism. When we think of the music industry, certain deep state topics come up time and time again, like MK Ultra and mind control. Also, the concept of selling one's soul to Satan for fame and fortune. Now, Travis Scott is dating Kylie Jenner, whose Jenner family and Kardashian stepfamily has certainly played a vital role in the destruction of cultural norms, and they've been richly rewarded for it with hundreds of millions of dollars. Travis Scott's Astro World concert was replete with New World Order Illuminati symbolism at the front gate and on stage, including the now prophetic phrase, "See ya on the other side." The Houston Chief of Police, Troy Finner, reported that at least one person had been injected with something via needle. Chief Finner, according to TMZ, said a security guard working the event felt a prick in his neck by an unknown assailant while he was trying to restrain someone, and he quickly fell unconscious. Finner says the guard was revived by use of Narcan, and the medical personnel did indeed see something on his neck that indicated he'd been stabbed with a syringe. This will be a story we'll continue to follow. The spiritual world was manifested into the world we see on Friday night. Was it a ritual? Was it murder? Maybe it was both. Again, the fan at the concert said in his view, Travis Scott sacrificed a lot of people at that concert.
You know, like, I've been so heavily influenced by Travis, but like, after tonight, bro, like, God really showed me, like, you know, like, stay away from that shit, bro. Like, that shit not for you, because like, he sacrificed so many people's lives tonight, like, for real.
Friends, there is tremendous power in the perfect circle of sound, in God's frequencies. And there's also tremendous power, dissonance, and death in the devil's frequency. Now, with that all said, there are certainly other things that may have been in play at that concert. 5G, the potential bodily damage already taking place in fully vaccinated people, and the possibility of unknown assailants forcibly injecting people with God knows what. Was this all just a laboratory for a New World Order test as they test run their technologies for the zombie apocalypse in World War Z? It's something to consider. Now, thanks for tuning in. Now, here's further detail about the spiritual war and about those frequencies from Dr. Len Horowitz. One of the things I was thinking about as I was playing that video, Cymatics, over on YouTube, you could see the effect that music, sound, and vibration has on water. And I think it just really calls to mind what many young people fall prey to. I'll do another screen share here. We should just talk about this. I'd love to get your thoughts about this from a philosophical and spiritual perspective. I just Googled the most satanic bands, and this is what came up. Bands I've never heard of. I'll just scroll through. I don't even want to say their names because, well, that one, Deicide, of course, Kill God, right? Behemoth. But I wanted to show this last one down here. I don't know if I'm saying this right. Acheron. And somebody commented, not to put these guys at number one is a travesty. They are about the only ones who sing only about Satan. And then if you look up top right here, formed in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania by Vincent Crowley. Does that ring any bells, friends? Aleister Crowley? I wonder if they're related. Anyway, the point is, Doctor, I would imagine that these young people that go and watch and listen to this kind of music are definitely being hit with literal satanic vibrations through that music.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I've actually advanced the understanding and the science of that. On Medical Veritas, you actually have an article that's called Musical Cult Control. And it's a very popular article. It's also, you mentioned the book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, which goes into what's called the 741 Devil's Tone. The Devil's Tone. Now, I'm going to speak a little bit more advanced now. There are nine, yeah, that's the article. There are nine core creative frequencies to the universe. I call it the perfect circle of sound, and I've trademarked them. I've trademarked the logo of the perfect circle of sound. Nine core creative frequencies. There are harmonics. There are certainly many frequencies. There are harmonics off of these nine core creative frequencies. What's interesting is that, and let me just give them to you. 396-417-528-639-741-852-963. And then, you know, it kind of like follows the pattern. You can see the pattern in the circular music matrix. And basically, the 741 frequency in musicology is called the devil's tone. It's used in Hollywood and the entertainment and music industries to jar you, to degenerate the harmony in your body, to cause dissonance and dis-ease. And that 741 frequency, interestingly enough, is the only one of the nine core creative frequencies that doesn't get along with the other frequencies. There's no harmonics. There's no, you know, coherence in that particular frequency. It's also in music. Musicians know it as the augmented fourth or the diminished fifth. It's meant to jar you, frighten you, and cause this dissonance. Now, I think it's most interesting from a philosophical standpoint to realize that that is a natural frequency. One of nine that doesn't get along with the rest of the universe virtually. Now, why would God do that? Obviously, because in order for you to celebrate harmony, health, happiness, you have to go through negative vibrations and passages that literally take you into the demonic realm of dissonance. And I think that philosophically, I've come to terms and basically concluded that just like we're suffering right now with COVID and mass depopulation objectives of the global elite to teach us certain lessons that we must learn in order to evolve. That's what I think that 741 and this whole dissonant degeneration, cultural manipulation, virtual retardation, everything from the lyrics are engaging this ungodly virtual nonsense. You know, it's very hard to understand the lyrics in many of these rap songs. And I don't mind the genre itself, because you could use the genre of freestyle rap as a wonderful educational tool. And I have colleagues, some of the world's best free rap artists, who actually bless society. For example, Mark Robertson from Australia tours the world. He goes into the ghettos in different urban areas, and he helps children who are, you know, just have very, very bad experiences and traumas in life, deal with their traumas and get therapy and get healthy by actually writing lyrics and performing lyrics in freestyle rap, where they have a purging of this negativity. So it's not the genre itself that troubles me. It's the manipulation, as you're saying, of the vibrations using the 741 demonic tones, using what the Rockefeller cartel imposed. So the global industrialists, certainly the global elite, include the Rockefeller family. Go back in history, you can see that, excuse me, you can see that for sure. But in 1938, where the Western world got its imposed standard tuning or concert pitch of A440, that's what the article in Medical Veritas, the musical cult control article, is about. It explains the fact that they imposed on the Western civilization this demonic A440 standard tuning that then at the heart of a major chord has this 741 frequency dissonance in it. That's the D major chord, has F sharp note, the devil's tone at the heart of it. So at any rate, that's a little bit of musical trivia, but it has huge implications in terms of spirituality and where we are as a civilization and the indoctrination and the cult culture that we're witnessing.
We appreciate you guys. Thanks for keeping us in the fight for truth and real news. And for real news 24/7, guys, you can visit us directly at sgtreport.com, the antidote to corporate propaganda and mockingbird mainstream media lies. God bless you and your family. Bye-bye. And you call these folks who are pushing this toxic vaccine on humanity devout pagans. What would you say to people like Joe Biden and Albert Bourla, the Pfizer CEO, who happens to be Jewish, and Biden's COVID czar, who happens to be Jewish, and Rochelle Walensky, who happens to be Jewish? Are these the devout pagans you're talking about?
Yes.